Luis, what are you doing? Getting water. Why are you getting water? Time. We don't have any time. We're already out of time.
I was going to have lunch while I was eating.
What? Well, you're going to have lunch while you're eating? That's usually how you do it.
If you're having lunch.
I wanted to eat podcasting. Wait.
You wanted to podcast.
I'm also very hungry, so I don't mind that this is a short.
Starving right now.
Well, we only have 45 minutes until our next meeting, so.
Am I in that meeting, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm in that meeting,
I'm
too.
Not, I'm not in that meeting.
Yeah, you are.
What meeting is this? I have to eat.
I also have to eat. Can this be a food meeting?
We can ask. We can ask.
You can't tell me.
I can't tell you. I can tell you because we're live.
Brainstorming?
What if we take turns cooking our food and bringing it back in?
We could say that, right? We could say that.
We could say that. We got a little guest over here to our right. Who are working really hard.
Yeah. We're in the thick of it right now. This is the battlefield.
It's we stay late.
In the battlefield.
During lunch break.
I'm
back.
You're back, yay!
I'm back, everybody. I listened to the podcast when I was away. I listened to it about 3 times because I kept falling asleep because I listened to it.
I'm trying to get you guys to clap, but you
weren't. I listened to it as I was sleeping.
You were. I don't know if that's possible.
You guys were the voices that kept me. I can't speak anymore.
Did you like the episode? Did you have fun with the episode?
It was good. It was a good episode. Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't here to keep us from just getting talking about story.
I thought when you said that I'm the one who keeps things on track, I found that very surprising because I feel like I'm always the one throwing random shit
that keeps us on track.
I don't know how that makes sense.
It keeps us moving on different topics as opposed to like just sticking with one topic.
I see. You were perseverating. Is that the right word?
Is that the right word?
Perseverating?
I don't know what that word is.
No? Have you heard of that word? Perseverating?
No.
It's when you focus on one subject or thing for too long and you're just obsessive about it.
Oh, that sounds like my life.
And you won't let it go. It's called perseverating.
Oh.
I think.
If you guys ever want to join in, there's an extra mic.
You're welcome.
Mic.
There's a mic and it's on.
Is it really?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah,
I sound so quiet.
Do you sound quiet?
Maybe it's just my headphones.
It's just your headphones.
Yeah, you sound fine.
You sound fine to me.
It's not about
So Slack is down.
I'm watching just worlds slowly crumbling.
Welcome to 2018, where the world is crumbling officially
because Slack, we can't do business because it's a company that runs in New York.
Old school, we email.
Yeah,
yeah.
So for me, I'm just
it's fine. You're just emailing.
Just email.
G chat.
There are other forms of chatting.
G chat. The world would fall apart.
You could always go back to Skype.
Yeah.
We could always go back to Skype.
Old school
so
Skype.
So Slack is down right now, so we can't even look at questions.
Oh, that.
Are you serious?
Oh,
what about
right.
pin questions? What about pin?
We have questions
what
with
about
Slack.
Me? What about
oh,
you?
We have the sheet.
Guys,
the
things are moving way too fast over here.
We have the Google sheet.
I expected to fall in love today.
What? You are in love with life.
Know. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I think I've lost
are you
my
okay?
mind officially. No, I don't think so. I think I'm overheating a little bit.
It is hot.
I'm a little hungry.
You came back. You came
I was
back
gonna say,
to
you know what it is? You're
madness.
Hungry.
That's what it is.
You're hungry.
Yep.
We haven't had lunch.
And you came back, and it was just like a wildfire.
There's like 4 new people I had to introduce myself to.
And
6
and
new projects.
6 new projects that you had no idea
I had
about.
To kick somebody off my computer.
You had to fight somebody.
I had to fight him to the death. He's dead now. So if you're looking for work.
I don't know the new people's names.
I know all of them.
I haven't technically been introduced to them.
So I just watched The End of the Fucking World on Netflix.
Okay.
I binged the whole rest of the season yesterday. It's really good. It's like a dark comedy.
Can you stop making good TV shows, world? I don't have time for it.
Their episodes are only like between 18 and 20 minutes long.
Okay. I like that. That's good.
And there's only 8 of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's not that bad.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I can do that because 2 episodes is 1
dark comedy. So I'll pitch you the premise. Basically, there's this girl who is sort of like sort of hardened and just kind of an asshole, but in like a endearing way.
Okay.
And she decides she's gonna run away with this boy who she thinks is cute, who she's talking to, and they have banter. But little does she know, the boy is a psychopath and he's looking for somebody to kill.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
And so he's like, that's my next kill. And so they run away together.
And then he kills her.
Because he wants her to think that he's falling in love with her so he can kill her. And she is using him basically as somebody to have on the road. So it's a really interesting, like, sort of a buddy dark comedy where both of them are assholes. And they're both, it's really interesting.
So is there going to be a season 2?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
You don't know?
Don't know.
I'm
Doesn't
not sure.
end in a finite
it
way?
It ends in a way where you could have either.
I'm not sure if I'd be into that because I generally don't like watching shows where the lead characters are blatant assholes.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, then you probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, like
they're both blatant assholes.
I've never watched a whole episode of Curb because halfway through I get like really cringy and I like it stresses me out and then I stop.
I like those shows because you get information that you don't typically get.
Like, do you not like It's Always Sunny?
That's the thing. Same thing happens with It's Always Sunny. I'll get about halfway through like the season and then I just start feeling really cringy and guilty and bad.
I understand it's funny and I get it and enjoy bits of it.
It's based on a dark graphic novel.
Yeah, but like
The show's based on
like you can't even read it. It's very dark.
Yeah.
it's black and then you have to really squint
your eyes.
So we're already like getting close to not being done, but like it's 12:20 right now. So I wanted to do the presents that I have for you guys.
We have presents. Christmas? Now listen, I'm a little bit angry.
Why?
Why?
Because there's not that many views on that Christmas YouTube episode.
Oh, I know.
And you guys will never know what we got. So you know what? I'm not going to give any hints this time. I gave a lot of hints last time. I'm going to keep it secret.
Well, okay, so the present...
Maybe not. Maybe so we don't have to talk about
it. So I got you two things.
Why?
Because I got... Because they're two, like, smaller things.
Okay.
And then, Luis, I got you something that is both a Christmas present and, like, a best man gift.
Okay, I might talk about it on the
podcast. So it's sort of a combination
gift.
You're
like, wait, now I'm excited about it.
Okay, so I think this is... This should be stars. Yeah, there's. So that's going
to
be Luis's.
It's beginning to look a lot
so
like
you can open
Christmas.
This one first, Star. That's Luis's. So why don't you open this one, Star?
A gift?
Actually, why don't you open this one first since it's the smallest?
Okay.
We'll go in scale.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
Happy.
Whose birthday? Oh, yeah.
I'm turning 35 on Saturday.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm an adult. I'm a grown up. I have no excuses anymore.
So I don't know if you have this already, but... Oh, you can't see it yet. I thought it was going to come out and then I'd explain it. But it's kind of cool. You stick it on the camera and it's a ring light.
That's pretty cool.
Great!
So you can vlog with it, and it will light up your...
That's amazing.
I've been wanting one of these! That's so awesome. I'm just, like, packing
busting it up. So anyway, I thought it slips on your phone. Hopefully it fits.
Oh, that's amazing.
It just kind of clamps on. Yeah! Cool, right? Okay.
Yes! Oh, that's... Yes! That's
damn.
Dope. That is fucking dope. Hell yeah.
That's it, guys. Star's going on 4K. Lighting.
I'm gonna have to put it like that.
Yeah, sideways. Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, because the front camera.
Yeah, the front camera. Yeah, it's the front camera. If you wanted to do it for the other one, you could. You just have to turn it around.
Yeah.
And do it on the side.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, wait. Hold on.
We're testing it out.
Testing it out. Testing.
Oh, this is... I mean, this was...
This light is not great. Like, you're competing with a giant light.
It's bigger than that. Oh, but that's...
But that's whoa! Cool, right?
Oh, man. Portrait mode's
gonna be real cool, right? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So
I figured you could use that.
Isn't that a nice?
All right. And now you're going to open yours because it's the next.
This is a gift. This is some fanciness. This is like.
So these were ordered from Amazon and they just packaged them. I just paid to have them packaged.
They can do that?
Yeah, it's like $3.
Yeah, it's like $3 to have
it. I didn't know about that.
It was so worth it.
Here we go. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum.
What is this? What is this? What is this? An Echo Spot?
So it's like the dot, but it has a screen on it.
Oh.
So it's like a show and a dot combined in
one. Oh, my God. This is
Isn't
amazing.
That cool?
No. Luis is going to have to compete.
That's it, everybody. It's over.
So I figured you could put it in your nightstand, you put it in the kitchen, wherever you want it.
Earlier,
play the Moonlight trailer.
Earlier today, Luis was saying how he was not being faithful to Miss Alexa over there.
Because he had a Google Home?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I figured this, I mean, I just...
No,
I,
this is great.
I just didn't know. It was kind of cool, and I was like, I would like that. Luis would like that.
I'm going to love this. Thank you so much.
Because you put it on your nightstand, you can like have
this,
it...
This
show
is a nightstand
so
thing.
Like
yeah,
a show?
Exactly.
It's like FaceTime?
It's like a show. Remember the Amazon show? It's like the Alexa, but with a big screen on it. This is like an Echo Dot, but with a screen on it.
So you can you watch like shows on this?
I think so. I would assume
because
it's
like,
small, so I don't know if
that's
you'd want
fine.
To,
because
but...
last night, like I'm rewatching Sherlock.
Yeah.
And
if you're rewatching
as
a
you
show,
do.
Yeah. If
as
I'm rewatching, as I do, and as I'm rewatching a show, I'm like, I'd like to go to my bed and watch something, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have a TV in there.
Yeah.
I have an iPad. Fine. but I'd like to just like lay down to the left and just stare.
Yeah.
And I ended up just sleeping in the living room because I didn't want to go to bed.
That's
and then my
amazing.
Cats just surrounded me, yeah. making like a cat blanket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty
but this
sure.
this is going to solve that issue.
Yeah, I think so.
And I got some smart plugs so I can start controlling
yeah,
things
you
with
can.
This.
Oh, that's dope.
This is going to be amazing. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to guess what this is based on box, and I still have no idea. It feels like maybe an action figure.
It's not an action figure, okay. I promise you.
Because it's a long box.
Yeah. It's really cool, actually. I like it anyway.
What is this?
You got to open it up.
UFO 2 set.
What? Oh, I think I know what it is.
You know what it is? You see the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UFO 2 set. What the hell is a UFO?
Star's having to open like 6 different boxes to do it.
Is this a fancy selfie stick?
No. It's
Whoa,
a.
What is this?
It's a tripod, but it also wraps it. Its legs are flexible, so you can wrap it around stuff. So you could wrap it to a pole.
So it's like GorillaPod, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't have to just mount it on little. Like, prop it on a cup.
Yeah.
Prop it on a box anymore. You can just straight up put it on
Throw
a little
it
stick.
On one of those.
So, thank you.
Yeah, so like, it's really cool because
oh, look
the legs.
How bendy that is.
Yeah, so you
that's
can wrap it around
bendy.
Whatever you want.
What brand is this?
It's Photocam.
Oh, yeah. Photocam, that's right.
Yeah. So it's a good brand.
Holy shit. Hell
that's,
yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So it's not like super, like you couldn't throw it. I mean, you could throw it in your purse if you wanted. You could fold it up, but it's not super portable, but it's at least portable enough that you could, you know, you could carry, if you knew
I'm
you were
like
going to be doing
like
vlogging.
Hard, I'm balling it up so I could like.
Yeah. If you knew you were going to be doing vlogging stuff, you could just keep it in your car
yeah.
or something. But it's pretty cool. I used to have a tripod like that that I would that
I'm
I would
like
use
looking
stuff,
at all the. I'm like, what's the tiny thing? Is this a remote?
This is amazing.
What is this?
I actually like this one a lot more. There's this other one that has like those balls.
Oh yeah, yeah, the balls. So that was the other option, but I like this one better.
I like that. Yeah, because I have one of those and I don't.
It broke really easily
really?
Because I was like moving it and the balls just would.
You
break.
Only have a certain amount of like
movement
movement
yeah.
to play with, and this seems like very intuitive. Like I can just grab
it's like
it.
A little octopus.
Yeah, I can just grab it and move it. And the other one you had to move within the balls, and this is perfect.
You know what they say? You don't wanna ever have to move within the balls.
You don't ever want to have to move within the balls. Stay away from that as much as you can. Especially during grunge.
I'm really bad at when I open presents. I'm like
just throwing everything.
What is everything.
So anyway. I thought that would be a cool addition
Thank
to your
you.
To your. I just got you vlogging equipment. I figured
this,
that would
that's
be
that's
perfect.
Fine. This is perfectly acceptable.
I was hoping nobody got you a tripod already because
actually they did.
Oh, they did.
They did.
It's but did they get you one of these?
It's the one with the balls.
Oh, it is.
Well,
okay.
this one's better.
This
than
one's
the
better
one with
than
the balls.
One with the balls.
I'm
so.
Not gonna bat because I'm like I appreciate both and I will figure
gonna
out how to
them.
Use. I will figure out how to use both of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, like, one will probably be
well,
for
one
GoPro.
Will live in your car, and one could live in your house.
Yeah, like, essentially, it's just going to be around, so I will always have the equipment
yep.
I need,
That's
which
true.
Is
it
great.
Is nice to have, yeah.
You leave one at the office? You do whatever you want.
I'm not going to leave it at the office.
Oh, okay. That's true. You don't do a lot
then,
of
like,
vlogging here.
I, like,
God forbid.
Honestly, I forgot to vlog that we're starting this, because that would be this. But, yeah.
There you go.
Damn,
and
thank
you, got
you
a ring
Spencer.
Light?
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
This is super useful.
I'm glad it happened.
I'm going to probably use this today.
You should.
Ooh, wait. Oh, this is a GoPro head. I was like trying to.
Oh yeah,
out,
yeah,
like,
that's a GoPro
what?
Head. Oh, looks like Slack's back up. Is Slack back
Did
up?
Did we get our question?
I don't know. Were you able to pull up that doc? Do we
oh.
have a doc?
Oh, the doc. Oh yeah, because what's it? Josh from Slack
set up a thing.
He
right?
set up a little thing that we can go to.
It's amazing.
And we haven't. I'm sorry. We've been. We. It's the holidays. Give us a break, everybody. Okay.
It's the new year.
Let us get back in the groove of everything. We're trying to get.
Did
back.
We even post up the last podcast video?
So I didn't because I wanted to wait and get the thumbnail stuff and everything from Louis. So it'll be fine. It'll go okay. up.
So back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back.
You get two.
We're going back
yeah, my mom,
to back.
My mom was asking, was like, "Where's the podcast?" I'm like, "It's
the
it's audio's
up.
Form." She but she wants the video. She
oh
needs,
yeah.
She needs to see if I'm alive and healthy.
Okay. So
did you find it?
Yeah. So Martin asked, "What's your favorite fallen civilization?" That's a good one because there's so many good fallen. Here's the thing: I don't actually know. Like, I don't know any of the. Like, I don't know what they actually were like. You know what I mean?
I
like,
will
Rome
say...
seems cool. Rome seems cool, but like they had gladiators, which
yeah.
sounds awesome in the abstract. But when you really dig down to what that was, it probably. I mean, it absolutely was awful and terrifying.
Off
so,
the top of my head, I was thinking like Pompeii.
Pompeii?
Yeah. Because, like,
why?
The stuff that they found
what about it?
From the city.
That has... wasn't like a why. That was like a what makes it interesting to you?
Well, like, because, A, like, when they've, like, excavated the town and, like, try to figure out. Obviously, like, if you don't know, Pompeii was, like, just a cool little town, and then the volcano next door exploded and covered the whole place with ash and kind of flash killed everybody. Like, they were able to find bodies, like, in prone positions and, like, trying to, like, cover up, and they were just kind
of,
like...
It was all preserved because
preserved
of the ash. Yeah,
because of the ash, yeah. And they were essentially burnt alive. So, like, I wouldn't want to be there when that happened.
So it's your favorite post...
But it's like...
Like, once it's already been destroyed, civilization.
Yeah, because, like, when they researched it, like, it was just seemed like to be, like, a cool little chill town. Like, they found graffiti with, like, people just being little, like, shitheads. Like, you find it now. Like, it just... It seemed like the life there was just so normal and, like...
Yeah.
Nice and just chill. And then this horrible tragedy happened. But it was just like, oh, like, it's not like Atlantis or anything where it's, like, all these mythical...
It's just a little town.
It's just like this cool little, and like everything was preserved, like the artwork, the pottery, what they ate, like, so you knew so much about them that it was just like, oh, like
they were real.
It's kind of like neat to know like these were real people.
I think my favorite fallen civilization is Atlantis.
The city of Atlantis.
No, I don't that might not be, I don't know if it's real.
If it exists.
If it exists, it'd be cool. I think mine is not back then. Like, I wouldn't wanted to have lived through it, but it's interesting now, is Egypt, because of how, like, the pyramids, like, all the rituals they did, how religious they were, all of their, like, worshipping of the gods, to the extent where they built these massive structures.
That's just so
crazy. I mean, obviously, lots of people were exploited for their labor, and lots of bad things happened because of them, but the fact that they were
very intelligent.
Olden times
are bad times. Just across the board.
I think in general, like, it just was not a good... We are in the best time to be alive, even though it doesn't feel like it. Like, we are in the best time to be alive.
We have air conditioning, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, we got air conditioning and, like,
toilets,
iPhones.
Oh, guys, I just got an Apple Watch.
Whoa!
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
It's the new one with the cell data, so I can start... I don't have to, like, be attached to my phone, even though my phone's already...
Ah, I was like, because you got the boy size.
I didn't even know there was a small size.
Yeah, there's two different sizes. I was like, why is there so... I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got a little one.
How do you like it? Do you like it?
I like it. I have two qualms with it.
Okay.
Hit me with some qualms. One, it's not that big of a qualm, but I'd like... So if I see it, I'd like to turn it off, and I can't turn it off.
Oh.
Yeah, you can.
You have to just wait. How do you turn it off?
You just press the button again. Oh, it should. That's weird.
Yours is just broken.
Mine's different.
Well, you know what? That's your... Oh, because that's your home screen.
That's my home screen?
Yeah.
This is riveting podcast information.
Yeah, yeah. I set my home screen to be, like, it sets on random, and it's, like, pictures of my cats.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
oh, my God.
Like, it's just, that's you know, awesome. I turn it, and I'm like, oh, it's a different picture of my cat.
Right.
So me looking at that home screen tells me, I'm like, oh, okay, it's, like, at neutral, and it'll eventually go dark. The only thing I advise when you're at a movie theater, don't look at your hand, because that will definitely light up.
No, but it has the movie mode.
It's got movie mode?
Yeah, you push that little movie mode, and then it doesn't turn on. And
well, that's new for me. I haven't experimented with that.
Yeah, you swipe it up, and then it won't do that anymore.
That is a new button. Yeah. Thank you for telling me.
No worries.
The more
I went swimming with it, too.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
I basically am just, like, putting, like, technology all over me to monitor myself now.
Yeah,
because
I'm
noticing how high my blood pressure is, and I'm like, oh, God, I need to eat, like, better, you know what I mean? I met someone who's like vegan, and I put this watch. Like, we went to a bar in Houston. We went. I was putting the watch on everybody's wrist to see their blood pressure. And
it's just heart rate.
It's just BPM.
Beats per minute.
Beats per minute. Oh, that's what I meant. Beats per minute. Thank you. I don't know.
The heart.
It's your heart rate.
Beats per minute. Excuse me, everybody. I made a mistake.
It's your resting heart rate. I was like, it can't. I was like, I hope it doesn't do blood pressure.
Beats per minute.
That's a lot.
But she had a low.
It's like squeezing your
arm. Yeah. Like, I was like.
She had a low BPM, and because she's like vegan.
That's probably because
she's
unhealthy. That's probably because her heart is dying.
She was just chill as fuck.
Yeah,
she was super chill.
Super high.
She had like an all-time low on my BPM. I was like, damn, because mine's heading at like 80s sometimes.
That's fine. That's normal.
90s.
Well, 90s. Did you just run? Did you just go on a walk?
I'm at 65 right now.
That's
perfectly
acceptable. You're sitting down and you're hungry and you're tired.
I'm afraid I'm sitting down too much.
It
alerts you to stand up every hour.
That's true. I'm at 71 right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're fine.
It's a problem if you're consistently at like upper 90s when you're resting. and not doing, like, if you're watching Netflix and you've been there for like a bit and you look at your watch and it says your heart rate's 90, might be a problem. But if it's like around 70 or even around 80, if something exciting just happened on the screen, you're fine.
Okay.
I feel like my heart rate would always be at 90. Just constantly at 90.
Sometimes I try to like,
will it?
You
ever
tried
the James Bond thing where he like tries to slow down his heart until it stops?
That is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, you're trying to train yourself.
There's the breathe app.
I do the breathe app too.
But isn't it? You wouldn't want.
I just try to think. Just try to think of my thoughts.
Like, stop my heart. Be still, my heart.
You guys do like a what you call it, a guided meditation.
Yeah.
Thing.
And it's just me yelling at Louise.
Okay, I'll be still. Quiet.
Stiller!
Quiet your mind. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Wait, what's your favorite Fallen Civilization?
Oh, yeah. See, I get things off topic. Okay, Fallen Civilization. Probably the Cretaceous period.
Ooh.
That's not a civilization?
That's a civilization of dinosaurs.
Well, dinosaurs are like, this is my territory. Brr, you better get off of it.
That's an era. That's not a civilization.
That's how I perceive dinosaurs speaking. Hmm. Yeah, if it was human.
What other eras are there? What other?
I mean, there's the Genghis Khan. There's the Mayans.
There's the Native Americans.
I don't know.
That was my other one.
They're still around.
Well, but I mean, like the civilizations, like the huge,
huge
civilizations, like the Aztecs.
I don't know enough.
Yeah, but like Romans are still here, and we say the Roman civilization fell. You know what I mean? Like people who live in Rome are Romans. Isn't that weird?
Guess.
No, the people who live in Rome are Romans.
Oh, yeah, you got like Persian Empire stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Byzantine Empire.
Hmm. Mm.
You got feudal Japan.
What about the Mesopotamian era?
What happened then?
Quetzalcoatl.
Mesopotamia, they I think that's like the time in history when we're able to record like farm. Like because they were surrounded by
like the
they were surrounded by the two like rivers, the Tigris,
Euphrates.
Is it?
I think so.
Euphrates and the Tigris, and that's where they started farming everything.
Okay, that
and
works.
And so agriculture was kind of born in Mesopotamia.
Because you know what? That's pretty good because that's something to do.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my concern with all these. I was like, well, if you're like hanging out, like what are you up to?
It was a small place,
so we didn't really realize it. But Mesopotamia, like where all of that was created, or at least I didn't realize just how it is literally Iraq.
Yeah. Persian Empire.
In the middle.
It is Iraq and Kuwait. Those places and the eastern parts of Syria. So it's like all those areas that were just ravaging.
That was the beginning.
We're just destroying.
We've been fighting over those areas forever.
Since the
that's
but
just
like when they talk about Mesopotamia, they never go, oh yeah, also that's Iraq. You know what I mean? Like those have two very different connotations.
Yeah, they do.
So it's just crazy that all of that is like happening.
I felt like it was a simpler time back then.
Nah, it was simpler, but it was definitely.
It wasn't like a big civilization. Like there wasn't thousands of. Well, yeah, it wasn't as big as Rome. It wasn't
like
as big
the
as
Fertile Crescent. You remember that?
No.
They called the Fertile Crescent. That was the area where they grow.
Where all the food came
sounds
from.
Disgusting.
I know.
It just means
the
bread.
Fertile Croissant.
It just means bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
No, it's a crescent. It is a crescent shaped.
Like a crescent
croissant.
Moon.
Like a
crescent moon.
It's like bread.
No, it's like a moon.
You can have a crescent croissant.
But
you
it's fertile, so it's like
is
where
a croissant
the food...
come from a crescent? Because it's the shape of a crescent.
Yes.
But you can have a. Damn it.
Yeah.
Can't you have a croissant that's not the shape of a crescent?
Not really. We wouldn't call that a croissant.
What would you call it?
A
just bread.
Puff
well,
pastry.
Well, no, it's a puff pastry.
Yeah. It wouldn't. It's croissant is a croissant is a croissant.
It's because it's a crescent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
and
terrifying.
It's a fertile it's a fertile crescent, which means food, which means
the
bread.
Fertile means
croissant.
The fertile
croissant
life.
It's there.
Life.
Yeah, food.
My mind is going in a billion different places. I was gonna take it somewhere that's not.
That's
part
a
of the topic.
That's a good answer. I think Mesopotamia is a good answer. Okay.
We don't have a sponsor for this one, do we?
Oh yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a sponsor for today, so I'm gonna. What?
Hello.
That was a good
hello.
Transition.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Wait, I don't know if it's hello. Let me check.
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, I don't think it is.
Really?
We can say hello to anybody.
We can
sponsor.
Say hello to everybody. I mean, that's the thing. Is like that is a very good opening for anything we do.
Really?
Like knock on the door. Guess who's there?
Death. Hello, Death.
Say hello.
Hello, dying.
To Death. Let's answer one more question and then I'll pull that up. Just
oh,
really
my
quick.
Heart rate's raised up to 88.
It's raised up to 88? That's not good.
During
okay,
this conversation in Mesopotamia.
What movies, regardless of their producers or writers, do you wish were part of the same universe?
Oh, that's a good question.
All the Pixar movies?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, they kind of did that, right?
They no, it's people putting it together, but it's not really.
No, but well, I'm saying they always like, they had that theory.
Yeah.
And they always put little
yeah,
like,
but that's just animators like having a gag and being like, "We'll just stick this in here." And then some obsessive fan, because this is what fans do, go, "Well, because there's hints, we have to figure out how to put it all together." Which is fine, but like I want like officially. Like I want officially that like Frozen and Tangled, this is also Disney, that Frozen and Tangled are actually in the same universe outside of the little like
the princess universe?
Well, yeah, cuz there's a scene in Tangled at Elsa's coronation that you see Rapunzel and Flynn going, like you see them in the crowd, and that's just an Easter egg. But I like the idea that they're actually all connected, that like, oh, when their parents like went on that trip, there's a theory that were going to the coronation of Rapunzel and all that stuff. Like, I want official,
I haven't seen Tangled.
That's for real.
Yeah, you want it canon.
I want it to be canon. I want them to be kind of related. Like, give me my Disney MCU. Like, outside of like the actual Disney MCUs.
The princess universe.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
I have to think about this.
You have time because we're going to talk about our sponsor today.
Oh, hello.
No?
No?
But hello, RX Bar.
RX Bar. Right, RX Bars.
What's RX Bar? I really don't know what that is.
No. Oh, so you do. We have them in the office. They're the bars. They're like the healthy, delicious
RX
bars. Yeah.
They are good. I eat them like
all
every
the time.
Day. Yeah.
So RX Bar is a whole
I get the
food
blue one.
Protein bar. What does that mean? The bars are made with 100% whole ingredients. We want to be transparent and upfront. They want to be transparent and upfront with their customers, so that's why they label the core ingredients. Egg, you've seen on the thing.
They do.
They're
very blunt
on the thing.
It
says like egg whites, dates, nuts. Like it's very upfront with what it says.
Very clear.
Beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX bars actually taste delicious. They found creating a bar made from real whole food ingredients actually tastes better than anything out there. They don't need fillers, additives, or chemicals, or added sugar.
No, they just melt together. All the ingredients are able to
They just like
they're able to congeal and conceal like just because of the substances.
Yep, that's a good description. Yeah,
it tastes good.
Yeah, RX's. RX Bar's core ingredients do all the talking. It's simply like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds with no BS. Because you don't want any BS in your food.
I don't want, no.
Have you ever had BS in your food?
Yes.
I sure have.
It's a bit disgusting.
It turns out real food ingredients actually taste really good. You can actually taste the cocoa, the real fruit, the spices, like sea salt. They have sea salt in them.
Honestly, it kind of feels like if you're going to like your vegan or vegetarian friend's house and they like made you a snack. Like,
right,
yeah,
they're
I made this from scratch. And you're like, I don't know. And then you eat it and you're like,
oh, this is actually really
good. This is
good.
Actually really tasty and delicious. Like, okay.
Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX bar for you. RX bars come in 11 delicious flavor varieties. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. There's no added sugar, no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, or fillers.
Look, it's an easy way. If you want to get a little healthier this year, it's an easy way to transition into some healthy
foods.
They're
also pretty good for, like, emergency kits.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, like, you can do breakfast on the go, snack at the office, you can throw it in your bag for, like, travel.
Yes.
For a bike ride or a hike.
Because the worst thing is, like, I wait too long to eat. Sometimes.
I do, too.
And so
for sure, after we record this, I'm probably grabbing one of those because we have a meeting right afterward.
And then, until, like, 3:00.
No, totally. But also, like, when I get to dinner and I don't eat, I eat too much. You know what I mean? So, like, having small little snacks throughout the day helps me so I'm not, like, shoving food down my mouth and then, like, being real tired afterwards, you know? So it's like, you know.
What was the blue one that you have? What was that one?
It was, like, some blueberry one.
It was the...
I can go eat one right now if you want.
It's okay. I like the them with the cashews in it.
I like the coconut one.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I love coconut, too.
Yeah. Okay, so for 25% off your first order... visit rxbar.com and enter promo code LATE. So you can do rxbar.com/late, LATE, or you can just enter promo code LATE at checkout, and you will get 25% off your first order.
Come on, get it. You're going to a party. You want to, you know, like
a healthy party.
Honestly, just keep it in your car.
Yeah, keep it in your bag. They're real good.
Impress a friend.
They don't really melt either.
No. Yeah, they're really good. So anyway, thank you, RX Bar. You make our life easier
thank
in multiple
you.
Ways. You sponsor the podcast. You give us good food.
Mm. You make my beats per minute at a healthy place.
At a healthy, yeah, at a health.
Hey, look, I dropped down to 69. We're just talking
about
RX
Bars.
Just talking about RX Bars.
I kind of stay high on the higher end, but I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm not. Oh,
you jumped
I'm
to
93.
Hold on. Spencer, come over here.
Yeah. Put it on me.
We're going to figure out Spencer's.
It's like at 112.
Okay, I have to unlock it first.
Okay. Is this a test?
Okay. We're going to see Spencer's heart rate right
today,
now.
Today, my resting heart rate has been 85. Currently, it is 89.
89?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a, measuring. Like, we're a little hyped.
81.
See, not
I'm
so
just,
bad.
I'm moving around a lot, and I take the stairs.
Yeah.
So, it's just,
wait,
you know.
What did you do for the holiday?
I did
we
a
didn't
lot.
Talk about it. I want to know all about it.
I did a lot. I don't even know if we have time. Okay,
we have 15 minutes. We're fine.
I will say a highlight. I did, so we had fireworks.
Okay, wait, did you have you personally had fireworks? Were fireworks?
We personally had fireworks at the house.
Got it,
and
okay.
So we got very excited.
Big Texas. Ones, or just regular ones?
It's just like, fireworks. You don't have fireworks in California?
Like, we not can't. Here, no. We can't.
Oh
we're not
God.
Allowed.
Because
they're banned.
Of
oh, my God.
Because of the
do
fires.
You remember? Do you remember the whole of, like, last month?
So I went to the storage facility, and I picked up some computers.
Yeah?
And I lift up in the gate, and I was like, why is it so dusty in here? And I realized it's because of the fires.
Yeah,
and
it's ash.
All the ash on these computers. Luckily, oh they were God. Covered.
So it was like a cool movie where like you walked in and everything was covered
like
in
these
ash.
These ancient machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, no, fireworks is like a, we always do fireworks. It's beautiful.
Florida kind of does them too because it's a
more
wet environment,
yeah.
So it's fine. But like, yeah.
Not here, you're just going to start a fire.
Yeah, you would
We've
just.
We've seen how that goes.
It would just not, yeah.
I love fire. Anyway, so I was having a lot of fun, and I will say this, I wasn't drinking yet when I did this thing, but we were blowing up a lot of fireworks, and I was like, let's blow up some more. And so I just ripped a box open, grabbed a firework, lit it, and threw it. But as I threw it, it exploded.
Ah!
And it actually burned my finger. A little bit.
Oh my God.
You're the safety warning.
I know. But I didn't tell anybody that night. It was New Year's, and I didn't tell anybody. My finger was kind of like in pain. I was like, this is going to be great. And I didn't tell anyone, and I will start telling people.
you just told.
But it was like
thousands of people.
It was one of those fireworks things where it's like you have the tube.
It's the rocket thing.
The rocket tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you light it and you dump it, and then it shoots up into the sky.
But you threw it out?
Well, okay, so it had, yeah, I threw it out, but not only that, but the rope, it wasn't a long piece of rope. It was like.
It was a short fuse.
It was long piece of rope, but it was looped around.
Oh, so it all just caught.
So it all caught, it caught too fast.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, it has a long rope, it'll be fine. And as I threw it, it kind of exploded, and someone was like, you almost killed my daughter. And I was like, oh.
You almost lost your hand.
I almost lost my hand, and I was like.
That would have been a sad.
It
would have
been real sad.
New
but now I have these like little marks. It was a very good night. I had a very
good
night.
You have like a warning so that when you have kids, you could go kids.
Exactly.
Legitimately, do not do this. This is a thing, and you can show your hands.
Every couple months, you need to have some major injury. You know, you ever have those?
Just to remind you of your mortality.
Also, this is like why I'm like, this is so why statistically boys don't live as long as women. Like, this is like part of like this, all of the facts where they're like, why?
That's true.
Why are there more old ladies than men? And it's just like,
you ever have?
We do stupid shit all the time.
Yeah. Here we go. But now I could be like, look, what a great night I had, and don't do this, kids. You know?
You weren't even drunk.
Not, you know.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't.
You don't have an excuse. You just did.
And I didn't want to do it again because the pain was just like throbbing the night.
Wait, glad the lesson was learned.
Where did you go? Like, I know you went
to
Texas.
I went to Dallas. I went to Dallas the first week. I saw my family there and then like my high school, middle school friends. And then I went to Houston for the last 2 weeks and I saw my college friends. One of them is getting married.
Cool.
And there's like all these bridal showers and New Year's and yep. your wedding is 6 days before his wedding.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So you're on a back to back.
So I'm going back to back on this wedding. So I have yours first, and then
His.
Then later that Saturday, I'm flying to Houston.
Oh man.
To his wedding. We went to an escape room.
Nice.
Fun.
We finally got out of it, so that was great. And we were with like a bunch of kids. Like it was my girlfriend's sister's twelfth birthday, and so she had all her friends, and we went to escape room, all eight of us, these little girls and boys, and we got out of it. So
I love escape rooms.
Yeah, I love it too.
We have to do more.
I like being in them. I don't necessarily like solving the puzzles.
Oh, I love solving the. That's my favorite part.
I like helping.
If you
with,
just handed me the puzzles, and we're like, you don't have to escape. You just have to figure out the puzzle.
Here's the thing. I like being in the room. I like watching people figure it out. If they're at the part where it's like, let's search. We're looking around the room for the thing. I enjoy that part.
I like that part.
But
too.
When it's like, here's the puzzle, I kind of always back off because I'm like, there's gonna be at least four people in here who want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna like
So we did two escape rooms. One for my, because my girlfriend's birthday is on the 27th, and then her sister's on
of December. Yeah,
and then her sister's on the 6th. So it's kind of close proximity. So that's why I take off long because we're gonna go celebrate hers. And so we went on her birthday, and we didn't solve it. And so we were really upset. We were literally a minute away from solving it. Like we just had the wrong combo, and if we unlocked the box, the key was in there. And the combo was like word associated.
Uh-huh.
So the correct word was berry. Bury. Berry.
B-U-R-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were putting ruby. And so we were like that close to solving. So I was furiated. Like I was so angry.
We
I was
have
so
to go back.
But one of the puzzles on that one to solve it, it was one of those tile things. You're going to have to help me explain it. It's like you have about 12 tiles and...
Are they all mismatched and you have to like put them in the right order?
Yeah, they're all, and you have to make a picture out of
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we spent about 30 minutes just trying to do that alone. And that slowed everything down.
Yeah.
So that was like
I know,
a huge...
sometimes you'll just get on stuck on that one. Like we had one where you had to put chess pieces in certain places. Uh-huh. One of the ones I did. And it got to a point where you're just like, okay, the clues, like it this is what it is. It should be this given the clues. And it wasn't. And then we were like, okay, what do we do? So we just started putting them like,
Do you not ask for help or sometimes?
We did, but they were like, it's in the right. They're like, it's very close. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Because they can't just tell you the answer.
Especially if you're that close.
Right.
They can't just be like, turn that piece sideways. Oh, okay.
And the most they can do, it's for you to be like, I want out. That's why. Then you're like, okay, well then that ends the game. But
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
But we figured it out. It was just we had something turned the wrong way.
Yeah, that's when essentially you start over. You go, okay, like let's retrace steps.
We had it pointed left instead of back.
I started playing Mario Odyssey.
Oh, how is that?
It's super fun. No, my girlfriend's sister had a Switch, so we beat the whole game.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
on the trip.
Awesome.
So you're like, oh, I don't have to get this now.
I mean, I still want to play it. But that was pretty cool. And then I started after I watched The Last Jedi. I wanted to play the old Super Star Wars game. It was like a
Which
game.
Which one?
It's called Super Star Wars, and it was for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, and I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And actually, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to just Google it and see if I can find it. And sure enough, the whole game is online.
Oh.
See, I was
1992. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was just playing beep, 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 beep with my fingers. And it's very hard.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like my
That's
going to be like,
hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben. That's going to be like my go-to, like, I need a break
kind of
game.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to go to it because I honestly, I won't beat that game for a long time. But it'll be like a fun adventure. Like,
right.
I'm gonna spend like...
Is it all online? You're just playing it online?
Yeah, it's online. And if you lose... Well, if you die, you start at the beginning again.
Oh,
it's one of those. So you have to be like,
I remember the package.
Perfect.
I don't think I ever played it. I think it was
I've only gone to like level 3 and there's like 12 levels.
Do you guys remember that Outlaws game? It's like an old Western game that you'd play. It was in like an actual arcade. Like you go to an arcade and you'd have the gun and you would...
This sounds familiar.
And you'd like shoot... I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a bunch of... Oh, you're fine, don't worry. You could play up to like two different outlaws and you'd... I don't remember what it's called, but it was so... I was obsessed.
Is that the game that they played at the old SS office with this like you like would draw at each other?
No. This is like an old game. This is like back early 90s.
Is this when you click the gun, like the top part of the gun goes back like...
Let me see if I can find it. I don't know where it is. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to find it. But anyway, it was one of those where like it was so nostalgic. And then I saw it a couple of years ago at an arcade.
Oh.
And I was like, this is my game I played. And I played again. It wasn't very good.
I really want to play that game from Stranger Things.
Which one is that?
No. it's in the first episode.
Yeah, what was that?
Season 2.
I remember that.
Oh, I didn't watch season 2.
Wait, what? Okay, so really quick, we have 5 minutes left.
Oh, my bad.
Let's do Star Wars reactions.
Oh,
we have feelings. I know we all have feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I loved it.
Okay, so I watched it 3 times.
Okay.
Already. And I keep liking it more and more every time I watch it. Yes. So the first time I watched it, I was like, I wasn't sure. I think I came into it with some expectations, even though I didn't watch anything.
Yeah.
Maybe like I was
trying
to.
You can't help it. It's Star Wars.
Right. I was trying to be too smart for the movie. I was like, oh, I know what's going on, this is what's supposed to happen, you know? And then as I gave it some time to breathe and think, I was like, you know what? I think if I rewatch this, I'm going to like it a little bit more. And it'll be more like
you'll be more relaxed. Because
I complained about the comedy and all that stuff, and then I rewatched it, and it like it didn't bother me again when I watched it the second time because I felt like I understood what like the movie was doing or the tone it was trying to give, and so and then I had issues with one thing with the whole like as everyone's talking about it, the whole Rose and Finn thing, and it's like oh, okay, well, what's the point of them doing that? But it's like the whole thing's about failure. And how through failure you learn your lessons, and how like them going on this adventure, like they failed,
yeah.
You know? And so that was like, and they also spread the rebel force, and they spread like the whole thing. But anyway, I liked it. I liked it.
I loved it.
I feel like we're gonna need another episode just to talk about Star Wars.
I thought it was great, yeah. And then I watched it again, and I still loved it more, and I loved it.
I didn't really like it.
We're gonna have to talk about this on another podcast.
Yeah, we are. We'll continue next time.
How many times have you seen it?
I only saw it once. You gotta see it again. But I didn't want to see it again. I left and was like, I don't ever want to watch that movie again.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only felt that about Rogue One. I was just like, I'm good.
I felt about that.
See, and I was fine with Rogue One. It's not that I wouldn't watch it. I would watch it again. It'd be fine, but I wouldn't.
I feel like it was okay. So there was a lot of things that were being thrown, a lot of themes, a lot of concepts that were being thrown at, and it didn't leave enough room for you to get really deep into it. But the concept that I liked was this whole of like the balance between dark and light.
No, I thought that was really cool.
And like, if we spent more time with that, that would have been my jam.
My thing was, I felt like from a meta perspective. That they were throwing twists in just to throw twists in. Like, there were so many times where a twist happened, or like they undermined what they did, or they just did something where you. And it just felt like, okay, guys, we get it. Like,
is it weird that I didn't think that. I didn't feel like any of the movie was twists?
It wasn't twists. That's the thing. None of them were unexpected. It just was like, this is going to work. Oh, no, it's not. This is gonna work. Oh no, it's not.
Like, I figured that was gonna happen.
And it's like, oh, they're gonna figure it out. And then it's like, no, they're not gonna figure it out.
Like,
and it just
like as soon as you got the first moment of what's his name Poe being like them scolding him, saying they're like, you can't da da da. I was like, oh, that's what's gonna happen the whole movie.
Yeah.
And I wasn't never surprised when everything they did didn't work. So it was like this is fine.
Yeah. I don't know. It just felt like
Yoda
it was
says,
like,
you know, through failure, the failure is our greatest teacher.
Right. And I think that the theme is really cool. I just felt like it was really slow, which is fine if you pay it off.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it was just too slow. And then everything they did failed. And I felt like the whole movie was just a waste. And I was like, eh.
Well, it's just an episode.
Yeah, that's
it's an episode
I mean.
Of the,
felt like
the most expensive television series
in like,
the world.
It felt like a filler episode to me of a show. Which if you need to get to something cool, like if they're planning something cool for the next one, sure. Down to just have it be an episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't really. It's not that I hated it.
Yeah.
I just didn't.
Oh, man.
It's so
sad that we have to end.
I know.
I wish you could talk more about it.
Yeah. Again, I don't have like. I'm not like, I hated it.
It's awful.
It's just like, I walked out. You're and
like,
was
like, oh, filler episode. Okay.
My favorite thing is though the Rey and the
and Kylo,
like their relationship and that whole like idea of dark and light, them back to back, them sharing lightsabers.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like each one.
That fight was so cool.
Like there's a moment when she uses Kylo's lightsaber, and there's a moment when he uses her lightsaber. So there are things like that.
Things that I didn't like about that though is I felt like that Phasma and
Finn.
Phasma and who's the other bad guy? The big bad.
Snoke.
They both had such anticlimactic deaths.
Phasma, I'm pretty sure she's probably not dead.
She fell into a pit
of
fire.
I don't think that she should be dead.
Pretty sure she's not dead.
I want her to come back and be like Finn's like, you know.
I would too, but she fell into a pit of fire. If they bring her back, it's going to have to be
she's
like,
the series
really
Boba Fett, where like Boba Fett was always overhyped in like the other episodes, but he was just there for a second and then gone.
Talk about a lot of big anticlimactic death.
It's that same role, but apparently her, like if you read the comics, I have not, but apparently her... Like, she's one of those characters where it's like, movies, you're not going to get her story. But if you, like, are part
things,
of the world
yeah.
and a big nerd about it,
which
follow
is a bummer,
everything.
Yeah, it's a bummer because I think they really could have done cool
But that's part of Star Wars. It's like, you're not going to get all the details of every character in
but
the movie.
Not,
but if you want
that's
it,
not how I was
you
introduced
have
to Star
like,
Wars. I introduced yeah. Star Wars through a cinematic thing, and everything else is a side
Yeah, but if you wanted to know more about Boba Fett, how did you figure that out?
I didn't, through
I
the
was,
movies.
And it's a criticism.
Yeah.
It's a criticism of the movies.
It's just... Yeah. it's part of that.
Like
world.
I had the same problem
I have with Blade Runner, where they made the same mistakes and they didn't fix the mistakes they made. Like, you should just fix the mistakes. You shouldn't just make it a theme of your movie. Yeah. Anyway, it's 1 o'clock. We have to go.
We have to go. Okay. But we will Bye. Talk more about this.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
I miss Bye. Everybody, and I want to do longer podcasts.